Yeah. श्रीमद्भागवतम की
जय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 यगिनी क्रम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 10 चैप्टर टाइटल महाराज रघुगुना मीट्स जड़ भरत टेक्स्ट नंबर 15 7 प्रोस नॉट से वर्स अगेंस्ट ट्रांसलेशन इवन वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग इज वेरी लॉन्ग Translation, Sukadeva Goswami continued, O best of Pandu dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit, the king of Sindhu and Sauvira states, Maharaj Rahugana, had great faith in discussions of the absolute truth. Being thus qualified, he heard from Jadabharat that philosophical presentation, which is approved by all scriptures on the mystic yoga process and which slackens the knot in the heart, his material conception of life as a king was thus destroyed. He immediately descended from his palanquin and fell flat on the ground with his head at the lotus feet of Jadabharat in such a way that he might be excused for his insulting words against the great Brahmana. He then prayed as follows. Purport, we do not rest AC Bhakti Vedanta Samshita. In Bhagavad Gita 4.2, Lord Krishna says, Yevam parampara prakti vimamra jarsha yoguhu sakale namahata yogo nashta parantapa. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciple succession. And the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. Through disciple succession, the royal order was on the same platform as the 8 saintly persons, Raja Rishis. Formerly, they could understand the philosophy of life and knew how to train the citizens to come to the same standard. In other words, they knew how to deliver the citizens from the entanglement of birth and death. When Maharaj Dasharath ruled Ayodhya, the great sage, Vishwamitra once came to him to take away Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana to the forest to kill a demon. When the saintly person Vishwamitra came to the court of Maharaj Dasharath, the king, in order to receive the saintly person, asked him, Ahistam Yattat Punar Janma Jaya. He asked the sage whether everything was going on well in his endeavor in conquering the repetition of birth and death. The whole process of Vedic civilization is based on this point. We must know how to conquer the repetition of birth and death. Maharaj Rahugana also knew the purpose of life. Therefore, when Jadabharat put the philosophy of life before him, he immediately appreciated it. This is the foundation of Vedic society. Learned scholars, brahmanas, saintly persons and sages who were fully aware of the Vedic purpose advised the royal order how to benefit the general masses. And by their cooperation, the general masses were benefited. Therefore, everything was successful. Maharaj Rahugana attained this perfection of understanding the value of human life. Therefore, he regretted his insulting words to Jadabharat and immediately descended from his palanquin and fell down at the lotus feet of Jadabharat in order to be excused and to hear from him further about the value of life known as Brahma Jignasa. Inquiry into the absolute truth. At the present moment, high government officials are ignorant of the values of life, and when saintly persons endeavor to broadcast the Vedic knowledge, the so-called executives do not offer their respectful obeisances but try to obstruct the spiritual propaganda. Thus, one may say that the former kingly government was like heaven and the present government is like hell.
Bhagavad Gita, that an unsuccessful yogi
if one is not perfect his life, in this life, you take birth in a Suchina Simatamriya Yoganasya Prantapa. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that one who endeavors or who takes the path of devotional service and for whatever reason, actually Arjuna asks this question to Krishna in this chapter, that what happens to that who takes to this path and for whatever reason he is not able to achieve success in this path of devotional service. Will he be lost like a raven cloud? What will he didn't achieve anything in the material world, nor he achieved anything in the spiritual world? Now in Hindi they say, Nakarta na Nakarta. It says like a, I mean, just they say that means. Anyways, we can not help love anywhere. So I'll not go into the details of that. So then Krishna answers this to Arjuna's question that this person who tries to endeavor in this path, that he takes birth in a Brahmana family or an aristocratic family, where he gets an opportunity to perform devotional service again. And then he says the next verse. But one who has almost completed devotional service, he takes birth in a devotee family. So Vaishnava family. So here, in the same verse, Prabhupada explains that, you know, we are, our spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, has a privilege, and we have the privilege, Prabhupada tells about himself, that, you know, we took birth in devotee family. So this taking birth in devotee family is a really high elevated position. So we see the kids in devotees, when they are really elevated personalities, so coming from their previous birth, performing devotional service. So here, Jada Bharat, or Bharat Maharaj also, he is an exalted devotee, he was in power stage, he took birth in a Brahmana family, who are also like Vaishnavas also. And I didn't say that, but you can understand it. Then it doesn't say that Jada Bharat took initiation also, but you can understand his father is his spiritual master who tried to give him the sacred thread and all like that, but Jada Bharat never wore it. He took the sacred thread to, once the Prabhupada was speaking in a big audience, and they were, many were assembled in the, then it's in India, sometimes in India of course, here also. This mic was not in the place, it was coming down again and again, and Prabhupada's secretary was there nearby. This is not in India, it's in California. Then Allen Ginsberg, he was there next to Prabhupada, you know. Allen Ginsberg with his, you know, he removed lace from his shoe.
Oh my God.
And then gave it Prabhupada to tie it. And Prabhupada didn't appreciate it. Then Prabhupada turned around to Shyam Sundar Prabhu, who was next to there. He said, give your Brahman thread. Take out your Brahman thread. And then he took the Brahman thread and Prabhupada tied it. And he spoke, he gave the class. So, but Jada Bharat never wore the Brahman thread.
Oh.
He just discarded it. So he looked like, you know, he looked like actually in the way society, you know, the three orders, they would wear Brahman thread at different levels. In the way society means this. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, Sushudras. Three orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishyas. Brahmana would wear at the, when they have this, when they take initiation from the spiritual master, go to Gurukul. And Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they would, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they would go to spiritual master, they would learn. Kshatriyas also would go to spiritual master, they would also wear, but they would wear later stage, thread. And even the Vaishyas, they would wear the marriage time. Now also in India, traditionally they wear the marriage time, and one day they wear the thread and then they throw it, you know, like that. So, anyway, coming back to our discussion here. So, Jada Bharat didn't have any Brahman thread or anything. And then he never associated with anybody. He never went to learn from any guru he never said many Brahmana friends. He would be himself always. Deeply vacating in the spiritual subjection, the Lord, Supreme Lord. His father tried to give knowledge and good samskaras, but Gadabharat would do purposely opposite things, exactly like a fool, exactly like a mad person. And to the extent that his father also gave up on him, and everybody gave up on him, but the forestry alone. Because Gadabharat didn't want to take any chance to associate with anybody, worldly people. It seems that a lot of worldly people around him. Even Brahmana Sardaya, he didn't want to talk to them. He was just alone by his own things he was doing. Then many people, when he was there like that, around him would insult him, would chastise him, would ridicule him, rebuke him, whatever, because of his activities. He would do different things. He would pass stool and then would wash before passing stool, not after. So like that, you know. He has some peculiar things to do. It's very difficult to understand to anybody. So then in the scenario, what kind of fool you are? Why are you doing like this? So anybody would insult him. Anybody would ridicule him. And the other would not mind it. In his whole life, all he got is some all these insulting words. He tolerated it. So one day he was in the forest, then he saw his palanquin going, and then somebody comes and then tells, "Hey, come. The king wants, you know," because they short of one person to lift the palanquin. The chief of the palanquin carriers, he saw this healthy man sitting in the forest there under the tree. He brings him and says, "Hey, lift the palanquin for the king." Whatever putting protest, he just keeps on piloting away. And while going, he saw an ant crossing, so Gadabharat would stop. Can you imagine like four people carrying the palanquin and then three are going at full speed and then you stop suddenly?
Yeah.
He would stop like that and then others would look, you know, very mad, why are you stopping? And the king sitting in the palanquin, he would get a check. he would be discomfort for him. And then he goes ahead of the sometime and then they say, "Why are you stopping?" And he doesn't say anything. And then after some time again he stops. After some time again he jumps to see that he didn't want to harm any given entity. So at that point the king gets mad and chastises him. Maybe it works. And the first time in his life, Gadabharat opens his mouth and speaks philosophy. All his life he got chastisements. And you know, people ridiculed him. He never spoke anything, never spoke philosophy, never spoke anything. But when the king spoke, and to compare the way, the king is just, you know, "Oh, you appear like so thinny, so skinny, and you are tired from lifting the palanquin that you are not able to lift." So like that, he sarcastically starts telling insulting words, you know, like, insulting words. It's not like a chastisement he received all throughout his life. Others would, you know, spit at him and do whatever, you know, even it said, you know, the past union. Mentioned, but you know, he never opened his mouth. And this king, you know, he just spoke simple words, he opened his mouth. Why? Start telling the philosophy, why?
The verse says that the king had some faith in the validity of Shastra. So he had enough intelligence and class credits. Like Jesus said, "Don't cast your pearls before swine."
Mm.
Or we say, "To preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless person can be intense to the whole name." So we try to offer it, but if we see that they're not listening, it's better not to talk to them because it makes it seem like they're
instructions. So he saw that King Ravana is qualified to become his disciple, or is qualified to accept the absolute knowledge of pure truth. He could see the spark in his heart. Why? Prabhupada is filling his purpose. Because he's a king. Why? So what? He's a king. So Prabhupada is filling that. Evam prapra praptima pradashya vidyu sakalena mahata yoga nashtapad. Because he's a king, naturally at that time, The king is always trained in the knowledge of the absolute truth. From childhood, the king is given the knowledge of the absolute truth. It's a very common thing. So king means, he, of course, Brahmana also gets the knowledge. But Jadavarat felt that, you know, this person, he got the absolute knowledge of absolute truth. King Raja Rishi is, King Rahul also Raja Rishi. He got very good training and all. But because the bodily comforts and the king he got, he forgot all the knowledge he got. And he is wasting his human life like any other person. And then he also saw that if the king is like that, what will happen to the whole citizens and all things. So then Jadavarat understood that, now, that this is height of degradation, that the king of the country, he is not following the scriptures, he is not following the scriptural injunctions. He felt pity on this person. And then he felt compassion on him and all the citizens, that, you know, if king, that's why Prabhupada is explaining this purport, that if, you know, king, so there are six authorities, I think, six, what do you say, authorities are, Guru is one of them, like mother, father, guru, mother, father, teacher, king, Brahmana and one. So they are if they don't deliver their dependence, then they don't have right to become this. Now they one Guru na Shasha, Jani na Shasha, Pitru na Shasha.
Husband.
So like that. Six. So one doesn't have right to take that role if they cannot deliver their dependence. The king has such a big role, whole country has delivered. And then, so, King Rahugana seeing this pitiable state where the bodily constitution of life is just, you know, just addicted to the bodily comforts, Jadavarat felt pity and compassion on him. And then he started telling the philosophy, you know that. You are chastising, but you know, I am not body. You know, start telling that, you know, but you know, it's actually not me. Like that, start telling philosophy, little philosophy, you know, little thing. And immediately, King Rahugana's his knowledge is awakened immediately. So that is the greatness of association of devotees. You know, this Ramayana Sangha says, Tangare Parasara. By prolonged use of the Ganges of water, one may get purified. But by just a moment of association of a devotee, one achieves the perfection. That's Vaishnava Sangha for Atma. And that comes Devare Karuna Koya Vaishnava Thakur. So it tells about the Vaishnavas, you know, this thing that, you know, how there are six qualities. Darshane pavitra kaya tumara kaya. Angara parasare pasate pavan. That is, by prolonged use of Ganges, one can become purified, one can get rid of his sins. But by just the association, darshane pavitra kaya tumara kaya. By just looking at a devotee, by just having a darshan, by just having a darshan of a devotee, darshane kaya. Darshane kare, pavitra kare, tamara kare. That is the quality of devotee. This by looking at a devotee, why? When you look at a devotee, what will he speak? He will tell the knowledge of absolute truth. This is the knowledge of Krishna. And by hearing, and that by, just by hearing or seeing a devotee, his life is perfected. Why? Because it says that Gangara, the By prolonged use of Ganges water, sinful activities go away, that's all, but life will not get perfected. So because after coming out of Ganges, again he does the same thing. He again does the sinful activities. Then again he accumulates all the sins. So by going to holy places, by going to different holy places and doing the pilgrimage, you know, yes, one will definitely get some can wash away the sins. But even to that extent, that we know that the darshan of the Lord also, you know, of course, you know, it's devotional activity, darshan of the Lord, and all, but the scriptures say, you know, that you are most important to associate with devotees and hear from devotees. Because there, the words emanating from lotus mouth of a devotee can purify the heart, can purify the tendency to commit sinful activities, can purify the tendency to enjoy sense gratification in this world, can evoke the desire, can purify the, all the anarthas and evoke the desire to perform devotion service to Lord. And that is the greatness of devotee. Even Lord Krishna tells Shrutadeva, the 10th canto, when he goes to Shrutadeva Balarasa, to devotees, Krishna explains and goes at the same time. And then Shrutadeva, he tells Shrutadeva that, you know, the association of devotees or hearing from devotees is the topmost. And not only that, in some other place in some Purana, Krishna says that, you know, to Shiva or Narada, I think, he says that all the auspiciousness one gets by worshipping my feet, because I am worshipping the feet of devotees. Or I am, you know, worshipping the feet of devotees, that's why one who takes shelter of my feet, they get perfection. Krishna says that, you know, I get strength from that. Like that. Something like that, you know, he's telling.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I've heard that these three different stages of purification, that, like you mentioned, bathing in the Ganges may wash away the sinful reactions. Bathing in the Jamuna may wash away the desire to engage in sinful, not just get rid of the reactions, but incline us not to engage with, by bathing in the dust of the lotus feet of the spiritual master, we become engaged in devotional service. Not only do we not engage in sinful activity, but the guru gives us savor, gives us service, and being absorbed in devotional service is actually a higher, even higher stage of purification than just giving up sinful activity.
It's a beautiful point that the Guru gives us the service. The Guru is giving us seva to engage in devotion. It's a beautiful point. So here the same, that Rahugana has, Nidavara spoke, and then seeing his qualification, Nidavara immediately his devotion activities, or devotion knowledge of the absolute, above. And then immediately he acted on it. He got down from the palanquin and then he offered prostrate obeisances to Nidavara. And then he understood that, you know, he is not an ordinary person. He is an exalted person. And then he understood that, you know, he did an offense by speaking the insulting words to Nidavara. So immediately he offered prostrate obeisances. And then he started inquiring. You know, in the next few verses, we see his inquiries coming. You know, how he humbly inquires. So this is the nature of a person who is trained in Krishna consciousness from his childhood. That whenever he gets an opportunity to hear, he hears. So here, if you analyze Rahugana's character, you know, like this. So. He was trained in the knowledge of Vedic scriptures and all, but he forgot. And then as soon as Jadabharat spoke, immediately he got revived. And then he didn't say, okay, you know, I have learned this from my childhood. It's okay, you know, okay. And you know, okay, I did a mistake. Now, you know, okay, he offered a question, says, and then he says, okay, please forgive me, okay, you go on your way, I'll go on my way. No. Rahugana starts inquiry. He asks questions. Please explain me more and all. Like,
Tell me more.
So that is the character of Rahugana. So by face is the index of mind, they say. And the words are the index of intelligence. A fool is understood when he speaks, how much foolish he is. So face is the index of mind, and the intelligence is the index of, sorry, words are the index of mind, and the activities are is the activities in the activity is the index of character. By seeing one's activity, one can tell what character he has. By seeing activity after long time, activity after one's doing the activities, then one can say, you know, what person's character is. So here, Ravana's, you know, character, you can clearly see that just by hearing it, he was in complete bodily concept of life when he was in the palanquin. And he was completely bodily concept of life, and then he was like enjoying his material life like anything. And then just by hearing from pure devotee, the potency of the pure devotee, that's actually not so. It's not that, it's just that, you know, the potency of pure devotee is that Lava Mada Sadhu Sangha Sadhu Sangha, Lava Mada Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. You said, a moment association of the pure devotee, right, in perfect his life, perfect one's life. So that's why, you know, the Shastras very much say, you know, go and then Tad Vidhi Pranipratena Pariprashena Sivara Padachitite Gnana Manas Tattva Darshana. So you say, you know, one should approach a bona fide spiritual master with a pure devotee. That will be Pranipati, by offering full obeisances, by humbly, and then by Tadviti Pranipati Pariprashnaya Sevaya, by humble inquiry, never, Pariprashnaya Sevaya, and then by inquiry and then by studying, yeah, pure devotee. Upadek Chante Jnana Jnana Sattva Darshana, because they have realized knowledge, they have realized source, they can impart the impact knowledge of the absolute cause. So that's by association, Ravana exactly followed that verse. He immediately got down, he understood its scale of personality. And then he offered his profound obeisances, and then he humbly inquired from whatever, you know, this is the quality of the ideal disciple. You can see from the character of Maharaja Ravana, so he's not an ordinary king, not a rishi is, but he got momentarily covered. Because with the nature of, you know, like this happened in Kali, which way, I don't know which way it happened, who knows. Anyway, so in Kali Yuga, your ocean of faults. Kali dosha nidhya rajan asti yaka mahavana. So there is that, you know, in Kali Yuga, there are ocean of faults. There are so many faults. So ocean of faults means everywhere there are faults in everything, there is anything. And we are in that ocean. And can anybody swim in the ocean without getting wet?
Yeah.
You are in water, you get wet. So when there is ocean of faults, then the faults are touched. We also have faults, so many faults here. Everybody has faults in Kali. There is no exception to it. Everybody does mistakes. Everybody is in the bodily concept of life. Because that's why in Kali Yuga, whatever bad or whatever sinful things in the thing in the mind, that is forgiven. And whatever good things, pious activities, with the even thing in mind, you get the benefit for this. But to get the sinful reaction, one has to do that activity. But in mind, if one thinks it's, because it's natural in Kali Yuga, everybody's mind is completely full of faults. Unless, you know, this person is dirty like that, this like that, why this was not respecting me, why this person was sleeping in the class, why can't I be awake? Of course, nobody wants you, enough you're sleeping. So this is, you know, so mind has this fault finding tendency, it's ocean of faults, you know, mind has always. But Ashtayaku Mahavana, that is Kirtaneva Mutta Sangatta, Mutta Sangatta Puramajit. So this is by hearing from pure devotee, one can perfectly never come out from all these faults. So Maharaj Raghuna, he has a fault also, we all have faults. Everybody has mistakes, so we know great about it. We are all in this bodily conscious of life like Raghuna. But we can understand and learn from this character of Raghuna that when he got the opportunity, when he got to hear from spiritual master, when he awakened his spiritual knowledge, his heart, he immediately surrendered. Tadvidhi Pranikrat. He immediately surrendered. And he immediately wanted to follow what Jadavarathi made him as spiritual master. he accepted him as spiritual master. And then he, so that's very rare. You know, one can do that, but you can learn from that. You know, you can see, you know, devotees, are going and then trying to get the people, take this book, you hear her holy name, you know, in the thing, but nobody is interested. But they don't have that qualification. They're like, say, the faults are so much that, you know, it's, you know, it's not touching them. There's so much deep flow in the, or the ocean, and they're swimming here and there. From ocean, how one can get liberated? Only way to get liberated from ocean, or made out of ocean, is by somebody out of the ocean can come and help and lift us. That is the spiritual master. Now, then Prabhupada has his boat, a ship. He is the captain of this ship called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, or called the Bhakti Center. So he is captain of the ship, and then he has given the reins to the devotees. We are all in this ship, so we are in that ship. And then we are sailing the ship. So all we have to do is, we are already come out of this ocean of faults, we have come on the ship, we are sailing. All we have to do is be in the ship. Don't jump back in the ocean. Don't jump into the ocean. How to be in the ship? By following the instructions of the master. Four little principles, no meditating, no intoxication, no gambling, no sex, and following, chanting 16 mantras, Hare Krishna mantra, and engaging in action, and all, then being of service, and all, we can be in this ship. Hare Krishna wants to share, so I'll stop here.
We also have to be careful not to put one foot on the ship and one foot on the dock. The ship moves. Very good. Both feet on the ship.
So with that, you know, this understand that, you know, in the eager to clear the Raghuna is eager, so he will be eager to clear and do the service.
Good point you were making about the hearing from pure devotee. Last night Krishna Kripabhu was sharing his Guru Maharaj Satsrup Goswami, how he heard just one class from Prabhupada and that made him give up
intoxication.
So just by hearing one class from Srila Prabhupada, he gave up intoxication and illicit sex after hearing that one class.
It's true. But that's a pure devotee, it is always like that. All the words a person repeating in the same satisfaction also have that potency. What are the one? Just acts like a postman purpose says, without adding or removing, shares
as it is,
and still that has effect. It's not that only when pure devotee is there, then only I'll go and hear. When somebody Sundaran is doing class, they'll forget it. He's not a pure devotee. I see him every day sleeping. So if he's here, not here. No, not like that. The word, no, even if Sundaran has version of faults, but maybe it's full faults, but the message is coming from pure devotee. As long as one is transparent via medium, we can hear. So we are here constantly like that, and then with the same intensity. It is 8:01. Hare Bol, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai Mataji Ki Jai.